got Scarlet Moon and Willie Atkins radio graffiti.
I was working at the con late one night when my eyes beheld an awkward sight. For a brony in the corner, a cowboy stood and pulled out his plushy toy.
He did the brony claw. The brony claw.
It caused my jaw to drop.
He did the claw.
I say, goes needs to stop.
He did the claw.
He did the brony claw. From my vantage point at the side of the con to the pale white skeleton who was plopping on. His grip did loosen, his wrist became lax, as Ghost stood there starting to climax.
He did the claw.
He did the brony claw.
The brony claw.
It caused my jaw to drop.
He did the claw.
I say, Ghost needs to stop.
He did the claw.
He did the brony claw. The bronies were not yet done. The clopping had just begun. Mrs. Ghost came to join the fun with Engineer and Ghost's son. The crowd was growing and all were dropping their trowel. A carnal act that we shouldn't allow. The engineer raised a cautious eyebrow when Ghost called out,
"I am whopping right now!"
They did the clop.
They did the brony clop.
The brony clop.
They caused my jaw to drop.
They did the clop.
They all now need to stop.
They did the clop.
They did the brony clop. My belt did loosen, my pants did drop. And once I started, I couldn't stop. Ghost looked at me, overly plastered, and said,
"You whopping bastard!"
And there we clopped.
And there we brony clopped.
The bronies clopped.
I saw jaws start to drop.
And there we clopped.
I thought we'd never stop.
And there we clopped.
And there we brony clopped. Now take my advice if you want to join in. It's rather easy when it comes from within. For you bronies, it's like deja vu. Just look at some ponies and you'll know what to do.
Now you can clop.
Now you can brony clop.
The brony clop.
All around jaws will drop.
Now you can clop.
You know now when to stop.
Now you can clop.
Now you can brony clop.
I can look at my little pony and say, "Oh yeah, I want me some of that. You know, I'm not going home until I get me a piece of that." Christ's sake.